Here at the Farm Progress Show, a coalition of groups came forward to have a press conference to show united front to call for a farm bill now, or at least as soon as possible. Craig, can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Well, I'm Craig Hill. I'm an Iowa farmer, president of the Iowa Farm Bureau.
And Craig, of course, you pointed out you were up there with Iowa Farmers Union also, and several other groups that may not always agree on things, but this is something you do agree on, right?
Well, there's 38 groups initially and now 46 groups that do agree that we need a farm bill and we need to get this done. And the remaining balance of the month of September before Congress recesses, there's 8 business days left to get this bill done. The Senate was able to do it in 3 days. We think the House should be able to do it in 3 days. And let's get after it. You know, we've gone through 3 years of effort, basically, to get to this point in time. And it's very disappointing to witness the drought and the effects of the drought, and then to think that we can't finish a policy piece. It only comes around, evolves around once in 5 years.
Well, you said disappointment. That's been a key word here. Disappointment, especially with the House leadership and not bringing this forward. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's the missing piece. Of course, we need the president's signature subsequent to that, but both ag committees have done a wonderful job, and the compromises have been made, and they've made great effort. We have a House and we have a Senate version. We have a full Senate bill now that's been passed out of the full Senate. All we need, the link missing, is to get it through the House. And then the president's signature, of course. It doesn't take a heavy lift to finish this off now. The compromise has been made in a budget environment that is incredible. We've modified, reformed, and reduced programs to the degree of some 100 programs. We've lowered the cost. The farm bill that preceded this one in 2008, 63% was spent on food and nutrition. This one will be 80% food and nutrition. It's a very small component today what the farm titles of the farm bill will consume.
Well, some pretty big differences between the House and Senate versions at this point. When we say farm bill now, do we care what's in the farm bill?
We care what's in the farm bill, and really, they are very, very similar. I know there's some minor differences, but they're very negotiable in conference, and I just don't see the significant differences in the two bills.
What about if they go ahead and say, okay, well, let's just do an extension?
If they said we'll do an extension, but what will the extension look like? What programs will it have? What surety will it have? And when you think about things like crop insurance, that's a long-term component. You can't just rely on 1 year of crop insurance, and it's a major piece for farmers. I mean, when you talk about the farm bill, the most important priority they have is crop insurance.
All right. Thank you very much, Craig. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.